go the whole season that way. I mean, it would be great if you could. You know, it'd be amazing. But you know, the most important thing is the victory.
This game maybe put you guys back on top. People were wondering, this team, you know, what's up this team? They've played two kind of mediocre games, but maybe now this will get people to believe.
To be honest, you know, we're really not concerned about it. You know, we're confident. We know how good we are. You know, it doesn't matter where they put us in polls or say we're this or that. It really doesn't matter to us. You know, as long as we stay steady and continue to get better each week.
You know, it could have been an ugly bye week had you guys lost, but now it's going to be pretty nice, huh?
Oh, definitely, definitely. That was in the back of a lot of guys' mind, too. You know, you get those extra days off, you know, win, keep everybody around the facility happy.
Nice to see the offense finally chipping in. I know they're probably a little load off their mind, and nice to know for you guys, too, that they're...
Yeah, it's great. The offense did a great job. Tatum Bell did a great job running the ball today. Jake did a great job managing the game. You know, it was a team win. You know, defense, offense, special teams.
And Javon, too. Nice seeing him. We haven't seen a big play like that around here in a while.
Yeah, great. You know, going through the OTA days in the summertime, you know he's a big play guy, a big, strong receiver. You know, Jake's confident in him that he'll throw it up and he'll come down with it.
Let's get Miami going now.
Oh, we will. We will. I might go. I got a bye week. You might see me suit up. 17. You might see me suit up.
They could use you right now.
You might see me suit up. Yeah, I got a red shirt here. You might see me.
Hey, DJ, was coming in here stopping the running game a priority for you guys and putting it on Brady in the passing game?
You know, we knew they were going to run. You know, the first two games that we had this year, we gave up, I believe, over 100 yards. And, you know, they may have thought it was a weakness in our defense. But, you know, we practiced all week to be gap sound, and that's what we were today.
The last time you guys played, you blitzed quite a bit. Tonight you did it. Does your speed at linebacker in general allow you to do different things on defense that are successful?
I think it's the speed of the whole defense, you know, as a whole. You know, from the front to the back end, you know, we got a lot of speed, so, you know, we don't have to do a lot of things. We can just, you know, just play.
You personally, did you get a groove out there tonight? Because it seemed like you were out there more than
the previous. Yeah, I'd say so. You know, once you get out there and the sweat gets going and you get a couple hits, you know, you're kind of programmed. You've been playing ball for so long, you don't really think. And I think that's what every player tries to strive for.
A couple of big ones, although it looked like on the Watson one, you were a little slow getting up. Was it just a brief thing, or what happened?
You know, like I said earlier, he's a big guy. You know, I ran in, tried to give him my best shot, and he took it. And, you know, I probably felt the effects more. But, you know, that's what football's about. You know, you're not going to always be able to smash everybody every time.